A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when the Shadow Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing, Brendan O'Conkham, stuck it up him over the government's claims the socialists are weak on defence, spend less than the coalition government on the merchants of death. The important figure Brendan put them in their place is the percentage of government outlays, 7.15% under the socialists on trained killing, 5.92% under the capitalists, and even more encouraging, Brendan and the socialists would spend lots more because the socialists believe in stability and peace. And the road to stability and peace is paved with the merchandise of the merchants of death. Well, roads and waterways and airways, the latter two not exactly paved, pointing out it was the socialists who ensured US of the UN of the US of the world trained killer Marines were stationed in Darwin to protect us from whoever's north of Darwin, and the caring business class hayseed and sheepshit lot had allowed an evil, evil Chinese company to operate the port of Darwin. Good, good US of evil, evil China. Not that Brendan told us who north of Darwin he had in mind, leaving us scratching our heads, but thankfully the socialists intend to spend trillions making us safe from whoever he does have in mind. Maybe it's Timor-Leste, because we were forced to bug Timor-Leste's cabinet room to defend the rights to profit of one of the world's biggest polluters, which wants to make a killing in all meanings of the word in the Timor Sea. The ideal way government and the caring business class should work together, and we know a solicitor is being charged with something or other we can't know about, and he can't know about, for the heinous crime of revealing we had bugged apparently evil Timor Leste's cabinet meetings, because on grounds of national security the matter must be dealt with in secret. Let's hope Timor-Leste doesn't bug the courtroom. That would be a crime. And on such matters, True Blue Aussie is very, very angry with evil China for holding a trial behind closed doors on the grounds of national security. So maybe Timor-Leste is the threat to our security Brendan is talking about. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we commented on the grossly unjust announcement by the tax office that it would target family trusts, the ludicrous implication being that family trusts are used by the filthy rich to avoid tax. Well, the Socialist Party opened up the options it will consider should it land its bums on the government plush seats when its economic guru, Jim Chalmers, the big end of town, announced it would abandon its policy to tax family trusts altogether. We will do the right thing by people, he boasted, by not doing anything about the people who don't pay tax. A small reward for the wonderful contribution the rich make to society. In fact, Jim promised the socialists would not increase any taxes, a great start, ruling out their chances of doing much about anything, other than supporting lots of corporate welfare, which will have to be paid by decreasing the poorest of the poor welfare and non-essential services like health, education, public transport, public housing. And of course, it must mean all that extra spending on trained killing and the merchants of death promised by Brendan. But then the poor won't mind going without, knowing they are being kept safe. Much more critical than wasting money putting a bit of food on the table, for instance, or a roof over their heads, or fulfilling that prescription, presuming they have a bulk billing GP. The money that would feed us is much better spent on the merchants of death, they will concede from their comfortable little gutters. With his usual honesty and sticking to the facts, Big Supremo Scuttlebim Morlashson, a.k.a. ScoMo, said Jim's commitment not to increase taxes showed the Socialist Party will let it rip on taxes. So given we can always rely on ScoMo's word, we can but imagine how much worse things would be if he had said he would raise taxes. Worse if he had said he would increase taxes on the filthy rich. Although any taxes in their case would be an increase. Worse if he said he would use them for those non-essentials we mentioned, like housing, transport, health, education, a welfare system aimed at bringing some fairness into the equation. ScoMo, speaking of let it rip, also got stuck into the pejorative Dan state government for not letting it rip nearly enough, obviously far too few coronavirus cases and hospitalizations and deaths. Get rid of masks, distancing, isolation, those impediments to business doing its thing the way a proper responsible edit rip should work. The pejorative Dan Lott countering with a pathetic, we're following the health advice. What would health experts know about a bitter pandemic compared to wise economists, experts on the greatest little economic order of them all, leading to a brilliant piece of oppositional philosophy from the caring business class state shadow minister for letting it rip, whatever her name is, I can't think of it. But anyway, yes, we have to listen to health experts, but don't outsource decisions to health experts. In other words, get the expert health advice and then totally ignore it. A perfect scenario for let it rip. Speaking of money, which we were, I'm feeling bitter, 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 and so hard done by, listener. Thursday, I backed a winner, watched the race, and danced around wildly when the horse ran seventh. I won, I won, I yelled with excitement. And then the bloody TAB refused to pay me. Of course I won. Seventh is first, I insisted. Just ask our big supremo. Because we know in the seat of Cooked, so named because of its caring business class party pre-selection processes, all those years ago, Scummo decided to throw his hat in the ring to see what he could stuff up after stuffing up the New Zealand Tourism Authority, after which he stuffed up the True Blue Aussie Tourism Authority, qualifying him to run the caring business class party, which couldn't be more stuffed up anyway, and proving his overwhelming popularity in a field of seven, Scummo was the first candidate eliminated. Seventh of seven, a bloke of Lebanese background finally winning. So he became the candidate. No. So who? Well, obviously, Scummo. A victory for Seventh Heaven over terrorism. Because after all, Lebanese background, who knows? Thank goodness Scummo's sorted that out. Better safe than sorry. Although, what happened to 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th? And how must they have felt? Well, pissed off, presumably, in more ways than one. Then again, he stood next to his predecessor the day before his predecessor's demise, swearing close, close friendship, and with his arm around Malcolm Tunner Bull, presumably, as it turned out, so Malcolm couldn't see the knife. Then again, he supported the democratic principles he espouses by removing the right of caring business class party members to choose the candidates of their choice. Just like his own pre-selection, really, in the interests of party democracy, and also because they were likely not to choose the candidates of his choice. And more importantly, he stressed, because he believes in supporting strong women. Which he might have got away with if he hadn't then chosen Pollution Minister Susan Leeson Dreggs. Susan celebrated her survival and exhibited her strength by giving final approval to Woodside with Profit's latest contribution to saving the planet, the Scar Mother Earth Burra Natural Gas Project in Western True Blue Aussie, the biggest fossil project for at least a decade, which Woodside with Supremo Meg O'Neill before Capital said would bring climate benefits. She really said that. In the week, the Intergovernmental Panel said we must stop extracting fossils altogether, showing Susan and Meg are both strong women, strong enough to resist such economy-wrecking nonsense like the planet and its creatures should just maybe be considered in these matters. When Meg pointed out the approval would deliver long-term benefits for shareholders. And the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review pointed out Susan's and the WA Socialist Government's approval was applauded by investors. So it must be a positive. When you say long-term, Meg, do you mean as long as the planet survives your shareholders and investors' windfall? Under the law, our responsibility is to those shareholders, and the government's responsibility to those it represents is to uphold that law which Susan Leeson Dreggs, a strong, strong woman, has recognised. But as Pollution Minister, doesn't she also have some responsibility for the planet? And where do you think this natural gas is? It's on the planet, you raving idiot! Well, that put me in my place. And anyway, Meg says the long-term fossil will be good for the climate because it will help its Asian customers decarbonise. Although, in fairness, carbon fossils decarbonising, a bit of an explanation there wouldn't have gone astray. And obviously there must be no sun or wind in its Asian markets. On her survival as a strong woman, Susan said she was shocked when she realised branches were being stacked in her electorate, we assume by those opposed to strong women. Just like the government is stacking all sorts of courts and authorities in the days before calling the election, Susan. There is no comparison. We are thinking of the country's future, and your assertion is an insult to these very, very capable apparatchiks, clearly qualified experts. Well, her concern for the future is evident in her approval of fossils all over the country. Finally, the last No Proper Papers queue-jumping illegal boat people in hotel prison have been turned loose on the community. What's the government think it's doing when we all know what a major threat to our way of life are those seeking refuge from persecution? Scummo and Constable Peter Duffer have been warning us about these so-called people for years, for the past decade or so, seeking refuge from persecution by the True Blue Aussie government. But I raise this as a warning, listener. They're out there. So if we can avoid it, don't put our heads outside the door. True Blue Aussie is no longer safe. Observe Scummo and Constable Duffer's ever reliable advice. Good morning.